Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our spring membership drive, and more about that in a minute. You've probably heard about the craft beer renaissance in the U.S. Ohio is a hotspot. More than 150 breweries operate in the Buckeye State, and 50 licensed breweries are operating or coming soon to Central Ohio. We're talking about the growth of craft beer, how many beers can we take, and how to make sense of the variety. Joining us is the founder and editor of Drink Up Columbus, Cheryl Harrison. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Good morning, Ann.
Also, Zauber Brewing Company brewmaster Cameron Lloyd. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to be here, Ann.
How'd I do in that pronunciation?
Good enough. It's a German word. Even we can't pronounce it right.
Okay. And Four String Brewing Company partner and brewmaster Larry Horowitz. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ann. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. This is a show I've been looking forward to for a long time. For a pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer, you can get a very special offer available for this hour only. No kidding. Get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday. Well, I said that, Well, join a bunch of other people, too, on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. for a guided tour around the city hosted by Cheryl Harrison, my guest here, the editor of Drink Up Columbus. I'll be there for the tour along with WOSU News Director Mike Thompson, one of my favorite drinking buddies. We'll stop at four local craft breweries, and everyone who attends gets their very own 89.7 NPR News pint glass, and it's a beauty. We have a very limited number of tickets for this tour, and once they're gone, they are gone. So get your pledge in early right now to guarantee your seat. That's two tickets for a special craft brew tour on Sunday, May 15th. For $15 a month as a sustaining member, go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you. Cheryl Harrison, just kick us off with the what is a craft beer by definition response.
Sure. So the Brewers Association defines craft beer under a certain production volume. I think it's 5 million barrels a year that the brewery produces. So that's a lot of beer still, but it's a focus on the quality of ingredients that are in it, a ownership that is, you know, predominantly local. But when we're talking craft beer, most people are thinking, you know, the local breweries, not necessarily a brewery like Sierra Nevada or Sam Adams, even though they are definitely craft breweries as well.
They qualify.
Yep. Yep, huh. They actually raised that barrel number to keep them in there a few years ago. But they are still, you know, locally owned. They're still brewing really high quality, consistent product.
And people think that this is a renaissance, and it is. It's a renaissance, and we use that word in particular because there was a day when this was normal too. Before
sure.
the prohibition.
Yeah, we just a few months ago surpassed the number of breweries that there were before prohibition. But for a few years, people would say, oh, there's too many breweries. We're in a bubble, blah, blah. And everyone would say, no, we've had more breweries than this before. So I think it's great right now. We're seeing here in Columbus that not only are there a lot of great Columbus breweries, but now every neighborhood is getting its own brewery. There's a lot of great Grandview breweries, and you know, there's a Gahanna brewery that just opened. There's a Clintonville brewery, so it's a very hyper-local thing, and everybody's proud to have a brewery in their community.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Just a reminder, it is our spring membership drive, so give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, if you want to make that show of support right now. You can also go online to WOSU.org and you know, do anything you want online in terms of making support. Support for WOSU.org. If you have a question about craft beer, I've got some experts in the room with me today. Cheryl Harrison of Drink Up Columbus, founder and editor, Cameron Lloyd, brewmaster at Zauber Brewing Company, and Larry Horowitz. He's a brewmaster and partner at Four String Brewing Company. The number to call for questions, comments, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. An article in the Dispatch In it, Jason Fabian at Barley said that brewing is different than a lot of other industries. He said that in fast food, they want to make a great burger, but they don't want you to eat at each other's restaurant. In the brewing world, he said they're excited about more breweries. Cheryl said, you know, this is really exciting. This is really great. Larry Horowitz at Four String Brewing Company, you agree with that idea?
Totally.
Why is that? That confounds some people.
Well, I mean, think about it like this. You know, for the better part of two centuries, beer in America was one thing, right? It was arguably fizzy yellow lager. And now we're seeing a proliferation of flavors, right? So we're all about consumer choice. And consumer choice means being able to drink what you want when you want. And that includes lots of different styles. So, you know, the proportion of the consuming public that's drinking yellow lager is shrinking every year. And that means
that when you put it that way, yellow lager.
Right. I don't mean to disparage it. That there are situationally appropriate times when that product would be great. When I'm mowing the lawn, right? But, you know, we want to say, look, there's a whole lot more to the beer world than that. And as craft beer has become rigueur du jour, right? People, you know, I love it. Folks all the time are like, well, when's the bubble going to burst? And I tell them repeatedly, I'm like, there's no bubble. This is the new normal, right? When was the Maxwell House coffee bubble going to burst, right? That's done. Mm-hmm. There are now there's a different kind of coffee for every hour of the day. And the same is going to happen for beer, I believe. It's already happening. I mean, we're talking about craft beer occupying a space of about 10% of the total beer market in the United States. There's a lot of room left. I mean, you know, our industry kind of has a goal, the craft piece of it, of reaching 20% by 2020. And I think that that's totally doable. And we're still only talking about 1 in 5 beers sold in the country.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't see an end.
Yeah, that idea that you welcome others like you.
I totally agree with that. It's different. There's so many different cultural things going on with craft beer. It's not just a food stuff. It's a luxury. It's art. It's science. It's passion. And each brewery has their own personality and take and things that they prefer doing. So everybody's moving towards being more small, more local in terms of serving a particular neighborhood, or becoming a little bit more specialized in what sort of things they like to do. If you go to the different breweries around town, we all get to do our own take on the same thing. It's like saying the music bubble is going to burst to play off, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and we're not fighting over a limited market any longer, right? So I don't have to have Zauber go out of business for us to be successful or for our customers to be happy. And that's awesome.
This is awesome for you too, Cheryl, huh? Because when you started Drink Up Columbus.
Yeah, didn't expect this. So 5 years ago, I started the blog and there were 5 breweries in Columbus. And for the most part, they weren't doing a lot out in the community. They were brew pubs that were doing stuff in their own location, but you couldn't go to a bar and have their beer. And now we've got...
The law changed.
Yeah.
Didn't it change what you could serve?
No. Okay. There hasn't really been an issue with the beer on that side of things.
Okay.
There were some distillery issues that...
Yeah, I guess.
One law changed for us, which allowed us to sell retail pints at our production facilities.
Okay.
That's happened in the last 5 years. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you had to have a restaurant before to do that, which is the case with the breweries that were open. But now we've got 30 breweries that are open today. That's not counting some of the breweries that have 2 locations, like Four String. We've got another 9 or so that are supposed to open this year. So it's been really fun to kind of be there from the beginning and, you know, get to know all these breweries and see what makes them unique and what they like to do, as Cameron was saying, because they all do something a little bit different.
This hour of All Sides is about craft beer and the thriving brewery industry in Columbus, and this is our spring membership drive. Support a talk show that is truly local. And for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer, get 2 tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. That date is during National Craft Beer Week. We will meet at Smokehouse Brewing Company and board a bus and then travel to North High Brewing, Four Strings Production Facility, and Zauber Brewery, and then we'll head back to Smokehouse for the final stop. During this tour, you'll learn about making beer and the history of brewing, and each stop has something special and unique planned for our members. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $15 a month as a sustainer for two tickets and two 89.7 pint glasses. And we have a limited number of tickets. Get that pledge in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Cheryl Harrison, how did you helped us plan this. How did you conceive it?
The brewery tour?
Yeah.
Well, you asked. No, so I wanted to pick four different breweries that were all close enough that we could do it in the time that we had, but that each had something a little different to offer. So Smokehouse is one of the older breweries in Columbus. Lenny Collada, the owner, also was the original owner of Barley's Brewing Company. So that's been there for 17 years, and they do a lot with food as well. They're definitely a barbecue joint and a lot of English style ales. Zauber focuses on the German and Belgian beers, so it's kind of a completely different take from that. And then North High and Four String are much larger breweries to see, so it's a lot more of the kind of scale up that we're going to get to see at those. And I think both those breweries are doing really good stuff in Columbus too, and they're both packaging as well, which about half of the breweries that we have in Columbus now do. So it'll be cool to kind of see a little bit of the packaging process, hopefully.
Is this just about people who are already totally into craft beer and know what we're talking about, or could it be for somebody who's trying to figure it all out still?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a intro level. Whether you've been on a brewery tour before and you're pretty familiar with the process, or if you know nothing about beer, even if you drink the fizzy yellow beer that we're kind of teasing about, we still want you on this tour. You'll get to learn a lot. You'll get to try a lot of really great product that's made here in Columbus, and you'll get to meet the people who make it.
1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We'd be doing a craft beer show no matter what, as Craft Beer Week is coming up. So this isn't something that's special. This is what we do all the time. If this is the sort of programming you care about, give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and show your support at any level that you can afford. But if you can manage the $15 a month, come along with us on this brewery tour. Coming up on May 15th. Isn't that terrible? May 15th. Thanks to Quinn from Zanesville. We'll see you on the tour. Woo-hoo. Appreciate your support. Yay. One all down right. And not as many to go as you'd think. So don't wait. If we run out of tickets, we run out, and there's no way we can expand the bus to fit you in. 1-866-897-9678. Is the gastropub thing, the idea of serving food, a distraction? Is there pressure to do that? Does it take away? At Four String, how do you manage that combined mission, I guess?
Part of my background is hospitality. I've worked for a brewery restaurant company for the better part of the last decade and a half. And one of our missions was to introduce the idea that, number one, beer is food. I mean, everybody forgets that. We work in a pretty heavily—
It has calories in it.
Yes, it does. Right. And it also contains proteins and resveratrol and antioxidants and lots of vitamins and minerals. It's good for you, right? It is literally liquid bread, and it provides sustenance. But one of the things that we want people to understand is that the idea of experiencing food and beer together, it creates this synergy that makes both things better. The wine industry has done a really great job of talking about this for years, but I love to beat up on the wine people. Pairing wine with food is kind of like putting fruit sauce with everything you eat. And beer has a much broader range of food-like flavors. It's made with food-type ingredients. Malted barley is roasted or kilned. And it creates hooks that just work really well with all kinds of stuff. I mean, I challenge any sommelier out there to try to pair wine with asparagus or any spicy food. It just doesn't work. But beer plays in this arena way better.
Asparagus. You just pulled that one right out of your hat.
I've got two back pockets. Anytime I do a beer versus wine dinner, I whip out buffalo wings and asparagus. And you can see the wine guy's shoulders just drop. It's like, oh.
So what beer would you put with asparagus
then?
If you
Saison.
Have
Straight up. Flemish farmhouse ale. That's a Swiss Army knife in the beer pairing world, too, right? So, you know, there's a broader spectrum of flavors available. And it serves a similar purpose that any other good, well-paired beverage would, right? There's carbonation in beer, so it will break up heavy and fatty foods on your tongue and keep the whole experience refreshing and allow you to continue to eat and drink. Because the idea of any good meal or any good pairing is to feel like it moves logically from its beginning to its conclusion, and a great beverage will help that. The beer, I count in that arena.
Well, Cameron Lloyd, what about at Zauber Brewing Company? What do you serve food?
We do. We do serve food. We've actually got Explorers Club kitchen in our facility. And it's great. Food and beer go together. You can eat food on its own. You can drink beer on its own. But you can enjoy them both together. I like eating and I like drinking, so why not do both at the same time?
And when you get together and talk about what kind of beers you're going to make, do you talk about what kind of food you're going to pair with it?
We could. I mean, it depends on the event. For our own tap room, for the most part, I get to come up with what beers I want to do and then leave it to the kitchen to figure out how they're going to pair that with anything. We've also got a wonderful community just around town, and we'll have, I took part in a beer pairing dinner the other week, and I worked closely with the chef putting that on to figure out what beers would go with what dishes and vice versa. And some of it was, okay, we've got this beer. What would you do with that? And other things were, we've got this dish. What beer would you pair with it? And it's a lot of fun to do things both ways. It's a relationship that moves in both directions.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You mentioned that the brewery tour that we're doing as part of Columbus Craft Beer Week, there are over 200 events submitted for that. There are a ton of great food and beer pairing events that are coming up May 13th through 21st during Columbus Craft Beer Week. Every time I am uploading them to Facebook, which is taking a while, I start drooling on my keyboard because there's so many events. There's a brunch and a lunch and a dinner almost every single day featuring a local brewery. So if you're interested in exploring food and beer pairings, definitely go to columbusbeerweek.com and check out all the events that are coming up.
If you're interested in going on our exclusive beer tour, craft beer tour, give us a call at 1-866-897-9678. Go online to WOSU.org. We need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times I talk to a guest for an entire hour. You'll only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. For $15 a month as a sustainer, you get two tickets to take a special craft brew tour of Columbus. You'll board a bus with us on Sunday, May 15th at 1 p.m., travel around the city visiting some great breweries, including those of some of my guests on the show today. I'll be traveling with you, of course. Don't miss this chance. We have a limited number of tickets. Thanks to Tom Hubbard in Westerville. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. If you want to go on the brew tour, make that pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer and secure your tickets. WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
We've got to renew. Can I get on the bus too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the second stop, I think. So we'll just take you with us
when
we leave Four String.
Awesome. I don't have to drive to work.
By the way, listeners, this is the only hour we're going to be talking about this, the only hour, the only time that you can jump on this bandwagon, this brew tour. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. So when Cheryl Harrison called you and said, asked you about doing something like this, what did you think, Cameron?
Oh, I was very excited. I'm a fan of this show. It was also a good reminder for myself to renew my pledge because it had just lapsed about a month ago. So this is very exciting. And it's fun to I moved to Columbus for the beer scene here coming out from Northern California. And I'm very excited to be a part of what's going on here. There's more growth going on in Ohio. People are It's newer, it's more exciting, it's growing faster. There's more room for innovation here and now in Central Ohio than there would have been if I'd stayed in Northern California.
Why do you think that is?
Because because it's not because the craft brewing scene isn't quite as old here as it is on the coasts or in Colorado.
Tradition.
There's that. I mean, and there's tradition as well. But
the coasts of Pigeonhole, and I'm going to pick on California a little bit because we're here in Ohio. California has a slightly narrow. This is my opinion, for the record, and not that of anyone else's. Has, I believe, a narrower approach. I mean, we joke all the time when we would go to the valley to visit, and people would be like, "Well, you can have the hoppy yellow, or the hoppy black, or the hoppy red, and that's it." Right? I think there's a more diverse scene in Central Ohio right now, and I think you nailed it. Partly because the scene is, relatively speaking, just a tiny bit younger. Right, better communication across the country, yeah, and a little bit more globalization of the industry has allowed the brewers that are making beer in Ohio to have experienced a wider array of flavors and styles.
We've got the opportunity that there's more room for growth, but because other places have done that growth already, we're learning from what people have done right and what people have done wrong,
totally,
and what people haven't done out on the West Coast. So it's just more fun and exciting here right now.
You know, in Ohio, it always feels like there's a sense of evolution. Like Ohio wants to change. Ohio had its roots in beer at some one point, a big time, but also in industry and all other kinds of things that have sort of gone away. And I just think people see a lot of hope springing from something like this. Cheryl Harrison, what do you make of the growth when you hear? I mean, when you hear like someone like Cameron Lloyd moves here from Northern California, what does that make you think about?
Yeah, and he's not the only one. I know people at several breweries who have moved here from more established Larry silently raises his hand from more established beer markets, because I think they're both onto something. Because craft has become so popular now, the breweries that opened 15, 20 years ago were at a little bit of a disadvantage. The ones today get to benefit from the growth and knowledge of that, and from a consumer that is open to trying more products and is a little more educated.
And did you want to say something, Larry Horowitz?
Totally. So I was born here. As a matter of fact, I was born at University Hospital on this campus. And I started my career here in Columbus at the now defunct Hoster Brewing Company on South High Street. And that place was kind of an anomaly. It was a lager brewery at a time when nobody was doing that. And they went out of business. And I think that, you know, I had to leave town, quite frankly, to find work. And now that I'm 25 years into my career, it's really fun to come back and see the leveling of the playing field a little bit. We used to joke all the time. We've all heard the jokes, right? The Midwest is 10 years behind the coast. But I really think that the internet and TMZ have flattened that playing field a little bit, right? And that's a really good thing to see.
Thanks to Chris Burley in Columbus. Appreciate your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. If you have a question or comment for our guests about craft brewing, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. Zawra Brewing Company and Four String Brewing Companies are, you know, they're supported by their patrons every day who come in, and they buy their beer and they buy their great food. And that's the way it works. That's not the way it works with us. With us, we have to ask you to show your support at whatever level you can afford. And we're very comfortable with that, because that means that we respond to you, the listener, and what you're interested in, what you care about, and not some other entity out there that's paying to advertise time on our airwaves. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org to show your support. Make a pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer, and you'll board a bus with me and Cheryl Harrison and WOSU News Director Mike Thompson on Sunday, May 15th at 1 p.m. and take a special craft brew tour of Columbus. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and secure your seats for this tour. The pint glass that we're offering as part of this tour is normally $10 a month as a sustainer, but you get it as a bonus on this tour. And it's a gorgeous, I don't know, you guys. I mean, you guys are experts in pint glasses.
I would like to put beer in that.
I think it's really awesome. It's got the
like
nice.
I would like to put beer in that right now.
I'd like to put a beer in it right now, too. On the one side, it's the NPR logo, red, black, and blue NPR logo. And on the other side, WOSU 89.7 NPR News, global, local, on the other side. That That's $10 a month as a sustainer. For $15 a month as a sustainer, you can go on this great craft brew tour that Cheryl Harrison has planned for us. Thanks to Chris, once again, who made a pledge and will be on the tour with us. He wrote, "The Columbus craft beer scene is fantastic. Really happy to hear this type of content featured on WOSU. Looking forward to the tour." Thanks, Chris. I hope it's a he. It might be a she. It's a Pat name.
I know him. It's a
okay.
he.
As soon as I said he, I'm like,
Either way, a craft beer fan.
Yeah, we'll have to get gender identification with those in the future. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support. We'd love to take questions too. You know, if you have a question about craft beer, give us a call. It's kind of hard sometimes to talk about when we don't have them right in front of us in a flight, but you know, we can manage. 1-866-897-9678 to show support. The number to call with questions, 614-292-8513. How do you come up with ideas, Larry Horowitz?
That's a great question. So, beer style is a little bit like any other food style, right? There's a pretty well trod path of things that are expected, and that's easy. I mean, we focus a lot on the gold lager that is predominant in America, but there's a fistful of international beer styles that we all expect seasonally. Oktoberfest comes to mind, right? Mm-hmm. Saison in the spring, British pale ales, and we'll call it 60 or 70 of those are widely known and well researched. So some of it just has to do with calendar. You know, we'll pick the beer that's right for the time. Some of it has to do with passion. You might decide that you're excited about a style regardless of the season. Then there's a whole new piece, which is where American craft beer is taking these traditional styles and giving them a unique and American spin or even a local spin, you know. So pale ale is
like pawpaw beer or something like that?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, totally legal and likely to be done by someone if it wasn't done before, maybe now, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, spices are coming back into common use in craft beer. A wide variety of hops, you know, for the better part of a century, hops were used as kind of an add-on to a beer. They didn't define a style. Now there are entire categories that are defined by individual hops.
How many kinds of hops are there?
It depends who you ask. In common commercial availability right now, let's call it 40 different varieties.
Wow.
You know, so you could make an entire series of pale ales just with individual varietal hops. And hops are like the spice of beer. They're kind of like an herb. So they might give an herb kind of aroma or flavor to a beer. You know, American hops traditionally are citrus pine. But there's a lot that are cedar. There's a hop out right now that smells like onion. There's one that smells like in a good way, right? You always got to tack in a good way onto it.
Yeah, grilled onion or
onion bagel, in my opinion. But
oh.
And I'm a fan of the bagel. So,
what about you, Cameron?
How we come up with recipes? Seasonality is a big part of it, like Larry said, and a lot of it is. For the most part, it's sitting around drinking and talking and picking different people's brains. It's, you know, you try something that one brewery has done, and you pick out one aspect, one note from that, and you combine that with an aspect from some other brewery, some other beer that you like. You sit at the bar and you talk to regulars about what weird, crazy idea they happen to have.
Then you go from that to, do you do a small batch?
Every brewery is going to be a little bit different. The way we do it, and I can't speak to Larry's system, we've got a small...
I'll bet it's similar. Go
ahead. Yeah, we've got a small pilot system that makes about 20 gallons worth of beer, where I just every week or two try out some crazy idea I happen to have and see how we like it, see if it would work. Get a recipe pretty close to how we'd like it, and then refine it on our full scale system, which, you know, for us makes about
20? You 20?
Yeah, we're 20 barrels. So for more common terms, 20 barrels. That's 40 full size kegs worth of beer per batch, which is not nearly as big as it sounds.
Yeah.
This is the smallest brewery I've worked at.
It's pretty awesome when you think about the fact that, I mean, we have a whole series of beers that we call the Solo Series. And the idea behind that is we might make only one time a style or a particular brand. And, you know, we distribute across the state. So for us, we brew 30-barrel batches. And we don't normally brew very small pilot batches, although we will be doing some of that at our pub where we're going to have a very small brewery. But for us, 30 barrels of beer goes pretty quickly. You know, if we send it to Cleveland, Cincinnati, okay, Dayton, yeah, Toledo, you know, we're talking four or five kegs for each of the markets for the most part. So, you know, I mean, these are really small batches of beer. When you think about the larger breweries, and there's one here in town whose capacity is 10 million barrels of beer a year. That's 20 million kegs a year. When we were talking about 20 barrels, you know, 40 and 60 kegs, yeah, of beer, it's tiny amounts of beer.
Huh.
They can dump that much beer down the drain with, you know, somebody sneezing and pushing the wrong button for a valve.
I'm pumping it somewhere, boss.
Right? Yeah.
I like that you didn't name it. It felt like it was like Voldemort. Yeah, we can't name it. There's a brewery here. The brewery
must not be named.
The process of coming up with beers, I have kind of a question. You guys all worked on a collaboration beer.
We did.
I was going to ask about the collaborations.
There's 16 breweries. Like, you want to talk about an interesting process. Let's see what 16 different brewers have to say.
Before we do, I want to remind folks that it is our spring membership drive. I'm enjoying this conversation. They have to remind me to remind you that this is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our spring membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you'll listen to every day. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a really great and unusual gift for this hour only. Get two tickets for a special craft brew tour of Columbus for $15 a month as a sustainer. The tour occurs on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. That's 4 hours. All of the details about the tour are on our website. Make a gift right now and get your seat. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I love seeing our listeners out at events like this. I'd love it if you could take the time to make the call right now. We'll start the tour by boarding a bus at Smokehouse Brewing Company. From there, we travel to North High Brewing, Four String Production Facility, and Zauber Brewery. And then it's back to Smokehouse Brewing for the final stop. Each stop of the tour will feature a different topic, such as how to taste beer, beer ingredients, equipment, and the history of brewing. And each brewery has something special planned for our members. This is truly a one-of-a-kind experience just for members of WOSU Public Media who give this hour. Tickets for the tour are limited. Get those tickets now before they are gone. Support All Sides for $15 a month and get a great experience and have fun Sunday afternoon next month. WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We will have a lot of fun. I hope to see you on the tour. Thanks, Steve Wilson. See you on the tour. Thank you very much. 1-866-897-9678. All right, let's talk about the collaboration beers.
Collaboration.
Sure.
This is between breweries. This isn't about...
Oh, God. It was like 15?
And we had 16 that we 16? Counted, but I think people might have came after I left
saw
Friday.
A bunch of folks show up. So
there was a party planning thing here? A planning party, I should have said?
There were a lot of breweries standing around.
Standing around is harsh. We were deep in thought discussing the process in question, right? And maybe enjoying a beer and a donut.
And pizza.
So, donuts and beer?
Yeah, wait. So this is for Columbus Craft Beer Week. Last year, a bunch of the breweries paired off. There were 7 or 8 different collaboration beers that were made. It was a lot. So this year, instead of doing that, as many of the breweries who were able to are collaborating on one beer. And I think you guys settled on a Saison, right?
It is a Saison. So it's kind of a wide open style.
Well, what's a Saison? You've mentioned it a couple times.
So Saison is...
it's a traditional Belgian farmhouse style.
Absolutely. So the region of Wallonia is in the south of Belgium along the French border. And this is farm country for the most part, right? So it's provision beer. So a farmer would bring in seasonal workers to help with the planting and the harvest. And at that time, part of any reasonable pay package included adult beverage, right? Mm-hmm. You can't drink the water. You got to drink the beer. So a farm would literally brew in the off season a beer for keeping for the summer that they would serve to
its workers.
To its workers, sure. Yeah. The Saisoners, right? The seasonal,
I'm loving this.
The seasonal workers.
Yeah.
So that beer tended to be a little catch-as-catch-can, right? Whatever ingredients were around the farm, so they were almost always different. Usually a little bit of a wild ferment because they were made by farmers and not by brewers. And you end up with a style that actually nobody really knows much about anymore. This is hundreds of years ago. But famously, a brewery in that region called DuPont Mm-hmm. Makes a beer called Ville Provision, which is kind of the – I call it the champagne of the Belgian beer world, right? It's very dry. It's very refreshing. It's earthy. It's complex. But this style plays well with spices and with wild ferments and with fruits and just about everything. So when we needed a canvas on which to paint 16 ideas, it became a great style, right? Because you could kind of shove a little bit of everything in there. Yeah. And it's going to work.
Yeah. It's a loosely defined style. It's not a tightly defined style. So there was a lot of room for everybody to throw in good ideas and bad ideas and let it settle out which ideas for good or ill would play best together. Thinking of ways of coming up with new beer ideas, my favorite way for coming up with new beer ideas is to collaborate with groups that aren't brewers, that don't know what they shouldn't, is right and what is wrong with beer, that just throw out an idea of, you know, hey, you're totally not a brewery, but if you were to define whatever your group in a beer, what would that taste like? And they're like, well, I don't know how to brew beer. It's like, that's perfect. I'm glad you don't. You tell me what it tastes like and I'll figure out how to brew it. And wow. And it means that I get to come up with ideas that I wouldn't have done otherwise. So the latest one that I'm playing around with, I collaborated with the local roller derby team of like what sort of beer style would define roller derby. And we came up with a strong, aggressive quad because the skates that they skate on are called quads. And it will put you on your rear end just like roller derby.
That's awesome.
Great.
Right?
Thanks for the warning. Yeah. Thanks to Madeline Smith in Columbus. Thanks for your support. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. Just want to remind folks, this is a great gift at $15 a month at the sustainer level. It's something that you could share with a friend. You could surprise somebody. You could give the tickets to somebody else. You want to surprise somebody who loves beer that you know out there. And this would make a great gift. So think about that when you are picking up the phone or going online to call 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Tickets for the tour are very limited. Get them now before they're gone. Support all sides for $15 a month and get a great experience and have a fun Sunday afternoon next month with me, with Mike Thompson, our WOSU's news director and host of Columbus on the Record. I don't know why I have those kind of brain, you know, what's like I do sometimes. We've got calls. We only have 20 minutes remaining in the hour, though, so people don't wait. Let's take some calls now. Oh, connected Sam, but he wanted to know about beers that are – he said he'd like beer more if it wasn't carbonated.
He should try Cask Ale.
Cask Ale.
Yeah.
C-A-S-K?
Yep. Okay. Real ale. So there's a lot of breweries that do casks or firkins or real ale. You can hear lots of different words, but it's beer that isn't like extra carbonated. So it tends to be warmer beer. People tend to think it shouldn't be warm beer. You know, it's kind of the English style of serving beer. So I would look for breweries that do firkins or casks or real ale, whatever they want to call it. It would be much less carbonated.
Or tap rooms. There are some bars around town that, independent bars, not ones associated with breweries, that will get casks from different breweries around town.
And I'll put this one out there too. Sam, don't be afraid to make the beer the way you want it to be. So if somebody hands you a beer that's carbonated, pour it back and forth in between a couple of glasses. Knock the gas out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't pass judgment on drinkers. If you find the way – you can enjoy our beer any way you want. So if that's what gets it going for you, then do that. Open it ahead of time. Let it off gas a little bit. Mm-hmm. Carbonation increases the perception of bitterness in a beer. So some people prefer a beer that's a little flatter. There's nothing wrong with that. Drink it the way you like it.
All right. That's great. Sorry about disconnecting you, Sam, because you might have had more to say, but I apologize for that. Let's see if I can get Tim on the line without screwing it up. Hi, Tim in Columbus. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I love the show.
Thanks.
Really love the beer, by the way.
Great.
So, you were speaking a moment ago about the growth of the craft market in the area. I know I've always enjoyed what's happening in the city, mm-hmm. as well as in towns like Dayton, and there's a really great place in Newark I like. But as my friends and I talk about these places a lot, we always kind of fear that the cap on that growth, where it's going to hit a critical mass and some of these breweries are going to fall out. Is that something that, that you see as a potential possibility in the market?
Well, think about it like this for just one second. So the craft beer industry has grown every year more or less since its inception in the late 70s, right? I mean, last year we're talking about growth digits in Ohio in the 13 and 14% range, which, you know, compared to just about any other business in any other market is a crazy number. I feel bad telling people we're growing that fast. So what I think you're going to see is not necessarily the market shrinking or going away. I think you're going to see consumer preference knock a couple of people out who maybe don't operate their businesses very well or struggle with quality or can't meet the consumer demands. But I don't
usual
think,
reasons.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think you're going to see ever a sea change again in the industry where people say, oh, no, that craft beer thing, that was –
Because that was prohibition that brought it about last time.
Exactly.
It was forced.
Yeah. I mean, I'd go with the same thing. We're not going to see a sudden shrinkage. We'll eventually hit a cap, but that – cap is not quite in sight.
We're a long way away.
We're a little ways away. It's somewhere beyond the horizon, but we can't.
Yep.
It's somewhere out there, but we're not there yet. I mean, they haven't even hit the cap in California and Colorado, whose brewery scenes are a lot larger, are a lot closer to hitting that cap. And so if they haven't hit it in Oregon, California or Colorado yet, we're nowhere near it here in Ohio.
As long as there's consumer demand, there's going to be growth.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there are some practical limits to how many beers a particular bar or restaurant or grocery store or package store can carry. But if you look at the wine industry, we're not anywhere near that kind of
mm-hmm. what, yeah. mm-hmm.
In the industry we call it SKU proliferation, right? SKU is a stock keeping unit.
I mean in the grocery store, but you know, well, my favorite craft beer drinker, I happen to live with him, and he's horrified by what's not in the stores. You
right.
cannot get them in the stores. He goes,
I will say this about our retail partners out
better?
There is they're seeing it. Two things have happened. Number one, they've realized that craft beer is expensive, and when they sell a six-pack of craft beer, they earn more money for it. That's awesome, and we're excited about that. We're not trying to keep it cheap. We want it to be sustainable for our businesses, and since we're small and we don't have the economies of scales that big manufactured beer has, it's going to be a little more expensive.
Yeah.
But they've also decided that consumers want it, and you'll see that even the national chain grocery stores have begun to expand their shelves. Now, we all chomp at the bit, and we really want it to be a lot more. I'm sure your guy would like to see a lot more there. But
Right.
Just means he needs to keep drinking more beer.
Right.
Tell his friends
keep
to drinking.
Drink. Thanks, Andrew Carver. And by the way, Tim, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll do my part to keep the business.
Thank you for your support of the brew business in Central Ohio. Thank you, Tim. Thanks to Andrew Carver in Columbus for his support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News, and also Robert Armstrong in Columbus. We appreciate your support. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Maybe you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher all the time, and maybe you do it every day when you're in the car driving. I know a lot of people tell me that, and they sort of tell me apologetically, well, I only listen to you because I'm driving around. It's like, you know, that's a lot of people. Whenever you listen, if you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics, from news of the day to long-term trends. You're going to hear about it on the show. People ask me all the time, how do you do this? How do you prepare? How do you cover so many different topics? Well, it's work, and we work hard at it to do it for you. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issue that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. We are not, however, bringing anyone into the studio today who's down on craft beer. So I'm not bringing that side into this. But to support local programming that is truly local, go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 13 minutes left in the hour. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. For a pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer, you get a very special offer. We've been working on this. Cheryl Harrison, one of my guests in the studio today, from a founder and editor of Drink Up of Columbus, helped us put this together. You get two tickets for a WOSU public media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. for a guided tour around the city hosted by Cheryl Harrison, the editor of Drink Up Columbus. I'll be there for the tour along with WOSU news director Mike Thompson. We'll stop at four local craft breweries, and everyone who attends gets their very own 89.7 NPR news pint pint glass. So when you make that show of support at $15 a month, you get two tickets for the craft brew tour. You get two 89.7 NPR News pint glasses. They're super cool looking. I'd like one, hint, hint, to anybody out there. We have a very limited number of tickets for this tour, and once they're gone, they are gone. Thanks to Samuel Darling in Westerville. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Get your pledge in early right now to guarantee your seat. That's two tickets for a special craft brew tour on Sunday, May 15th for $15 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. An email from a listener to my guests. I live too far from Columbus to get to the brew pubs there. What is being done to get chains, franchises, and independent restaurants to make real beers part of their offerings?
I think at this point, very few bars and restaurants don't carry at least a few local craft beers. I mean, even
big chains.
Chains. I see at least one or two tap handles on there. So I think that if you look, you probably will find more craft beer in your neighborhood than you might expect.
My best advice is ask the places that you patronize to stock and carry local craft beer. You
know? Yeah, exactly. We can go out as brewery representatives and tell people how much their patrons in the community will enjoy drinking craft beer, but that doesn't carry the same weight as the actual customer saying, I want local craft beer. They'll listen.
And don't hesitate to ask for specific brands. I mean, we see a lot of times that local bars and restaurants, especially, they're looking for directions from their customers. Give it to them. Tell them what you like.
Ed in Baltimore in Ohio. Hi, Ed.
Yes. I guess my comment dovetails after the last call and the last email. I live close enough to Pickerington, and I see where one of the Gordon Biersch people is going to attempt to start a new brew pub out here in this area, which doesn't have any. And I wanted to know how far out that kind of thing can go. I mean, certain cities like Newark, Columbus, Granville, Pickerington probably have the number of people. But how far out do you think those kind of small pubs can go and still maintain viability? And I'll listen on the radio.
Thank you, Ed. How far will people travel? Cheryl Harrison, thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that I think every kind of suburb is getting its brewery. The brewery that your caller was referring to is called Combustion Brewery. It's supposed to open around October of this year. Keith Jackson, who is the brewmaster for Gordon Biersch for several years, is starting his own brewery. There's a brewery in Granville right now. There's another one opening up next month called Three Tigers in Granville. Buckeye Lake has a brewery called Buckeye Lake Brewery that's been very popular. And even though that area had some, issues last summer with the lake being down and travel being down, Buckeye Lake Brewery was thriving because people in the community and people traveling to the community really, really appreciate what they're doing there. So I think every small town can have a brewery. Zanesville has a brewery. I'm from the Ohio Valley. Wheeling has a brewery now that I haven't checked out yet, but I definitely think smaller communities can support breweries, and the great thing about breweries is that they have much scale, so it doesn't have to be a large brewing operation. You can have a 3 or 4 barrel system and produce a small amount of beer for the community.
The retail law made a big impact on that. So allowing very small breweries to sell pints at retail in their tap room has made the very small model much more sustainable. And I think it's one of the reasons that Ohio has really taken off in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. The proliferation of very small and very local breweries has been only helped by that really great law.
And the other thing that Ohio has a lot of states don't have is that breweries can self-distribute their beer. So not only can they serve it on premise, but they can take a keg or two to a pub a few miles away. And a lot of states, you're not allowed to do that. You would have to enter into a costly and hard to get out of relationship with a distributor that probably isn't even viable on a small scale. So Ohio has a lot of really great things going for it for breweries.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support. It is our spring pledge drive. We have 7 minutes left in the hour, and we need your support. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support at whatever level you can afford. If you can manage the $15 a month sustainer level, we want to show our appreciation by offering you a very special thank you gift For $15 a month, get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. That date is during National Craft Beer Week. We'll meet at Smokehouse Brewing Company, board a bus, then travel to North High Brewing, Four Strings Production Facility, and Zauber Brewery. And then we head back to Smokehouse for the final stop. During this tour, you'll learn about making beer and the history of making beer. Thanks to Brian Bonson in Columbus. See you on the tour, Brian. At each stop, it has something special and unique planned for our members. The breweries are looking forward to this visit. They're taking special pains. It's a very special event, and I'm looking forward to it. Have been for a long time. We conceived it last fall. We just have about 5 minutes to go now. Just about 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $15 a month as a sustainer for two tickets and two 89.7 pint glasses. I think they're pretty awesome. We have a limited number of tickets. But when you do that $15 a month, that's for two tickets. So you can bring a friend. You can surprise somebody. Get that pledge in early if you want to go. Thanks to Jill Harlan in Westerville. Just four to go now before the end of the hour. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is a special time to become a member because for this hour only, we have a great thank you gift. It's not a t-shirt. You know, it's not the usual thing. It's an experience. You'll be with other people who love beer or who want to learn about beer, craft beer, the kind of thing that's growing enormously in the Central Ohio area because there's a big demand for it. You want to try something new, do something different? 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Cheryl Harrison, tell us about the Columbus Ale Trail.
Yeah, I was actually just getting ready to mention that because I thought that there's kind of an extra reward you can get.
Exactly.
So Columbus Ale Trail will come out May 13th during Columbus Craft Beer Week. This will be volume two of the Ale Trail. We launched it last year with the help of Experience Columbus, Ohio Tap Room, Blue Label Digital Printing, and Columbus Brew Adventures, which does brewery tours of its own, is a great option as well. The Ale Trail, you go to all the breweries, you try a beer, you buy a sticker, whatever, you make some sort of purchase, and you get a stamp. At the end, you get a reward. So we did that this year. We had about
fill up your book.
Yep. We had about 1,000 people finish it this year with 20 stops and several thousand people finish it. There's a kind of sub reward that you would get at this tour. So if you finish just four stops, which we're going on, you get a free pint glass from Experience Columbus. So not only do you get the NPR pint glass, but on this tour, you'll get your four stamps so that you
pint
can.
Pint glasses for get everybody.
The,
one for your friend on the tour.
Get the Ale Trail glass. But yeah, we're really excited for volume two of the Ale Trail. We'll have 29 breweries in it, I believe, this year. So it'll be a little harder to complete, but the reward will be way cooler if you get to all the breweries. We are giving away, well, nobody knows this yet. This is like an exclusive.
Okay.
We're giving away a custom deck of playing cards.
Oh.
So every brewery has a custom illustrated card.
That's cool.
In this deck, we're working with a local illustrator, Nick McFarlane, on those. They look sweet. I'm so excited about them. I'm a big gaming nerd. So last year we gave away a t-shirt. The t-shirt was cool, but these are way cooler.
And arguably visiting 29 breweries is a reward in itself.
Yes. It definitely is.
Thanks to Kimberly Panico in Dublin. Just three to go before the end of the hour and just about 3 minutes to go. I know we can make it. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Having a lot of fun. I could do this for another hour, but we only have three more minutes left. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And at $15 a month at a sustainer level, you'll get two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. That date is during National Craft Beer Week. You'll get your Columbus Ale Trail booklet along with a WOSU pint glass, a good looking pint glass. It's got NPR on one side and WOSU 89.7 NPR News, global, local. On the other side, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have just 3 minutes to go. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. I love it because I'm going to get a chance to meet WOSU listeners and talk with them and people who support the show. And that's always a lot of fun to be with your peeps and talk with them. And it'll be especially fun to be doing it on a brew tour.
I was going to say, I love it because I'm going to have some beers with you, Ann, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Nobody has to drive.
Right. Nobody has to drive.
We got a bus Uber to the first
stop. Bus. We have a bus to all the stops, and you just Uber yourself away afterward. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. One again, 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. Larry Horwitz, brewmaster and partner at Four String Brewing Company, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for
having
us.
I appreciate it. And Cameron Lloyd, thanks for moving here from Northern California.
Wonderful to be here, Anne.
Brewmaster at Zauber Brewing Company. And Cheryl Harrison, founder and editor of Drink Up Columbus. Cheryl, thanks for starting Drink Up Columbus. Thanks for helping us with this this program today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Once again, 1-866-897-9678 for a pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer. You can get a very special offer available for this hour only. Two tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive craft brew tour. Join me on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. There are special events planned at each stop along the way. Board the bus promptly at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and we'll visit some of the great Columbus breweries, North High Brewing, Four String Production Facility, and Zauber Brewery. We'll travel back to Smokehouse Brewing Company for the final stop, and they offer a variety of food that members can purchase after the tour ends. Everyone who attends gets an 89.7 NPR news pint glass, and also the Columbus Ale Trail. Thanks to Maureen and Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Again, the number is 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for all your support. You're listening to listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for all your support every day of the year. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.